Blog Talk Radio.
Cover me, not just me, Lord, but each and every listening ear that are listening live, that are listening on different devices, Lord. Father, even those that would listen at a later date, cover them right now and cover this broadcast right now and cancel every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast that will try to hinder anyone hearing or listening to the word. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm your host, Sister Diane, and this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. And we just thank God for each and every one of you this day. You all know what time it is. It is time for you to go ahead and grab your prayer lists, because you know we start this broadcast off with prayer. Amen. So for those of you that have your prayer list, we are our brothers and sisters keepers. We may not be there standing with you physically, but know that we are holding you as well as your prayer list in prayer. Amen. We are touching and agreeing. So go ahead, get your prayer list, and let us go before the throne. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Heavenly Father, as we come before you this day, O God, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise. Thanking you for this day, O God, a day that wasn't promised to us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father, for being the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. We lift your name on high. We have praises, Lord, Father, unto you, Lord. Father, we will praise you, Lord, for we know that when we praise you, Lord, Father, when the praises go up, the blessings come down, Lord. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, Lord, we ask you for forgiveness and those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us. Heavenly Father, as you see all the prayer lists, Lord Father, raised before you this day, Lord, as we touch and agree, Lord Father, Father, some ask right now, Lord Father, for prayer for themselves. Some ask for prayer for others, Lord. Father, we thank you that they entrusted us, Lord Father, to touch and agree with them, Lord. So, Father, we thank you, O God, for the prayers that you have already answered, about to answer and answering as we pray, O God. Father, we thank you, O God, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father, knowing that there is no other God but you, Lord. Father, you are our healer, our provider, our way maker, Lord. You are our everything, Lord, Father. If we can call and trust on and trust in you, O God. Father, we lift your name on high, Lord. So, Father, touch the prayer lists, Lord, Father, each and every person on those prayer lists today, Lord, Father. And, Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over each and every prayer warrior, intercessor, watchman this day, Lord. Continually stay upon their watch, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you for using them this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Kathy, Lord, Father. Father, as she is having surgery, Lord, Father, we ask you, Lord, Father, to see the blood covering her, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you for being that doctor, that surgeon, that attendant in that room, Lord, Father. Cover right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. You be, Lord, Father, all that she needs. And we thanking you right now for bringing her safely through surgery in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Tanya and Tiana right now, Lord Father. And we're praying for the spirit of reconciliation, Lord Father, working in their midst right now, Lord Father. You know the situation, Lord Father. And Father, we're thanking you right now that it's already done, Father. For you say, call those things that are not as though they are, Lord. So, Father, that's what we are doing, Lord, Father, as we continue, Lord, Father, to profess our healing, Lord, Father, as we continue to decree and declare it right now, Lord, Father. We continue to decree and declare the spirit of reconciliation, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, that you are our burden bearer, Lord, Father, and nothing, Lord, Father, is too hard for us this day, Lord, Father. Father, For we know, Lord, Father, that the greater one lives within us, O God. So, Father, we thank you and glorify you this day, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for touching Miss Marie's body, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, that there is no more trace of pneumonia, Lord, Father. And, Father, we cancel any and every side effect, Lord, Father, that would try to come against her, Lord. And, Father, we praise you, oh God, for her healing right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Ruthie right now, Lord Father. Father, we're asking you right now to touch her body right now, Lord Father. We come against diverticulosis, right, Father? We speak healing to her body, Lord. We're pulling it up right now from the root cause and casting it out into outer darkness, oh God. Father, touch her body right now, Lord Father, and all those, oh God, that suffer from it in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we hold before you Cohenzo right now, Lord Father, that has started chemo, Lord Father. Father, all those that are starting chemo and going through radiation right now, Lord Father, we speak healing to their bodies, strength to their bodies right now, Lord Father. And Father, strength to that spirit man, Lord Father, that they continue to look towards the hill which cometh their help, Lord Father. Father, and continue to praise you through and thank you, Lord, for your healing right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God, for what you have done and continue doing in Jordan's life right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for turning him right now around, Lord Father. We thank you for doing that, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, from taking him away from drugs, Lord Father, that he is willing to help others, Lord Father, and help them to go through that recovery process, Lord Father. We know, oh God, that it's nobody but you, Lord Father. So we're giving you praise, honor, and glory, Lord, for every praise report, Lord Father. Every one that we get, Lord Father, we thank you, Lord Father, letting us know, Lord Father, that you're still high and still look low, and you are God that hear it and heal and answer prayers right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Kamari right now, Lord Father, and we ask you to continue to touch his little body right now, Lord Father. And Father, free him, Lord Father, from seizures right now, Lord. We speak healing to his body, for you said by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father. So we're thanking you right now for his healing, Lord Father, for healing is the children's bread, Lord Father. Touch his parents right now, Lord Father. Father, we know that you can do it, Lord. Give them the strength right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we continue, hold before you Minister Dolores and Minister Rudy right now, Lord Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, Lord Father, and the word, oh God, that you have instilled in them, Lord Father, to go for it, Lord Father. Father, keep that hedge of protection round about them, oh God. And Father, we ask that you continue to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate them right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Prophetess Gaines, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. We thank you, Lord Father, that she's still obedient, Lord Father, doing your will, Lord. Father, continue to comfort her heart, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father, to give her the strength, oh God, for her to continue, Lord Father, to preach and teach, Lord Father, your gospel right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Williams right now, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for a kidney for her, Lord Father. Father, as she goes through dialysis right now, Lord Father, we speak healing, Lord Father, to her body. We thank you, Lord Father, for making a way out of no ways, Lord Father. Father, we know, Lord Father, that nothing is too hard for you, oh God.
Heavenly Father, I hold before you my pastor, Pastor George Barnes, Lord Father, and I plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord. And when we say no weapons that is formed against him shall prosper, Lord Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for keeping that hedge of protection round about him, O God. We thank you, Lord Father, for taking him deeper in you, Lord Father. Father, refresh, refill, and rejuvenate him this day, O God. Father, say, O God, to touch our listeners, Lord Father, those that are listening now, Lord Father, live, Lord Father, or on other devices or listening at a later date, O God. Father, you know what they're in need of, Lord, and we thanking you and glorifying you this day, O God, for your will being done in their lives, Lord. As we speak, healing, Lord Father, making ways out of no ways, Lord Father. Father, touching, Lord Father, their hearts, Lord Father, and minds, that they will go deeper in you, Lord Father, and seek your face. And Father, those, oh God, that don't know you as their personal Lord and Savior, Lord Father, we are thanking you this day, oh God, Father, that they repent, Lord Father, and accept you into their lives, Lord Father, that they may not die and go to a Christless grave, Lord. So we're going to praise you in advance, Lord Father, for all those right now that are coming into your kingdom, O Lord. O Father, see the blood covering them when they're going out and they're coming in this day, Lord Father. Father, give them the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word, O God, when it comes forth, Lord Father. And Father, let them not just be hearers of the word, Lord Father, but be doers of the word as well, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for the message, Lord Father, that will be coming forth, Lord Father. And we thank you, Lord Father, for those, Lord Father, that will get something, Lord Father, from the word this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You are to give God praise, thanking him for waking you up this morning, clothing your right mind. And let me tell you, you say today that there is nothing that can happen to you today that the God in you cannot handle. Continue to say it, decree it, declare it, making an affirmation for you today. Make it an affirmation for you today. God hears you. He hears you when you open your mouth and speak. He even hears you when you are just speaking to him inwardly. I tell you, good of a God that we serve. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Again, we just like to thank our listeners, those that continually support this blog talk station, those that are in other nations, even in the islands. We love you, we thank you, we appreciate you, and we do not take you for granted. Amen. I tell you, just trust in God today. Trust in God and know that prayer changes things, no matter what situation that you're going through today. Pray. Trust in God. Trust in God. He is the one that created you, and he will give you nothing more than you can bear. And remember, you have to go through that test to go ahead and give that testimony to someone that needs it today. So today, just say, Lord, use me today, this empty vessel. Use me today to be a light in someone's darkness. Amen. I know you can do it. I know you ain't afraid to ask God to do that for you. Are you? Come on. I know you ain't even afraid to pray and intercede for someone. You know, even if it's, you know, your enemy, because see, we ought to pray for our enemies, at least those that call themselves their enemy, you know, our enemies. Just remember that you serve an awesome and powerful God, and you are not what they say you are, but you are who God say you are. Why? Because
the I am that is the I am lives within you, and he gives you that power and that authority to use his name. Amen. Let me give you the word for today. It says, God is there even when you're at your lowest. He's working things out even when you don't know it. God is there even when you're at your lowest. He's working things out even when you don't know it. Amen. I tell you, you can take this time right now. Go ahead, phone a friend, text a friend, email a friend, you know, Snapchat a friend. You know, tell them, come on, tune in to this broadcast to hear a word today. And that call-in number is 347-857-3925. Again, that's 347-857-3925. You have a question, you're in need of prayer, you know, you have a praise report, just go ahead and press that one on your phone and you will be live on air. Amen. So, you know, today is Thursday, and you know, we bring that word back from the late Apostle Porter. You will hear Pastor Sharon. You will hear Bishop Porter. Sometimes you will even hear Deacon Michael as well. So you know what? Prepare your hearts and prepare your mind to hear the word that is coming forth. You may not think that the word is for you. It may not be for you, but it is for someone this day. Amen. So prepare your heart and your mind as I bring to you the late Apostle Porter, the late Pastor Sharon, and Bishop Porter.
You get excited about the word of God. I just get excited about knowing that God is God. And that he thought about me while he was making up this world. He thought about me. And when he thought about me, he just gave me everything. Now let's talk about something that he did give you in the book of Acts. Let's talk about just a little bit. I'm not going to go through that long. Most of you have heard the story, but I'm just going to give you this important part in Acts 2:38. Okay, Acts 2:38, we're just going to read. Then Peter said unto them, repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now it says you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Is that what it says? Now you remember that now. You shall receive. Now you go over to the third chapter, he said in 19, but repent ye therefore and be converted, and let your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Now we want to know, is this your time of refreshing? Now if we go back to the 39th verse of the second chapter, it says, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. You notice that? I'm asking you something. Now, right here, he didn't say he had called all the people, right? He says, many as the Lord our God shall call. This is what he said here in Acts. Now, but know this. It's been promised to you. Now, what happened on the day of Pentecost? What happened? On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost fell. Now, this was promised to you. This was what God had promised Nicodemus to do. He promised it. Long time before he even died, he promised us something. All right? And he keeps his promise. But on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit filled the place. And it was like tongues of fire, as if it was God, but you would have thought it was so hot up. Let me tell you, they began to speak in other tongues, see? And they spoke so in other tongues, these people. See, everybody, these other people that don't know the Lord wasn't in the upper room. When they heard them speak, it sounded like they were drunk. In other words, you're trying to say, I don't know what I'm talking about. Is that what you're trying to say? But listen at this. But they, something happened. The promise of God happened, did it not? And when the promise of God happens, you ought to feel something some way. Something should go on in you. Now, if you have gone the way he told you, repent. This is what he said. Repent. This is what Peter told you, to repent and be baptized. Every one of you, everybody. Now, you all have the opportunity, but we know you all not going to take it, because there's going to always be some people around that don't believe. Isn't that true? Now, you know it. Now, when you start into saying, I'm a Christian, and you feel like nobody shouldn't question you because you say you're a Christian. But are we not supposed to compare that with the scripture, what it says in the scripture? Are we not supposed to? Did you speak in tongues? I know you say I ain't got to speak in tongues. I don't know who told you that. All I know is that when they got converted in Acts here, they were speaking in another language, huh? Now, we don't all know all languages, but you don't know what language God picked out for you when you begin to speak, okay? So what did they, this is what I heard it say. Oh, that's gibberish. Well, it may be a gibberish, but to somebody else, it could be their language. See, because when you hear some languages being spoken, it sounds like gibberish too, don't you? Come on, think about it now. You know, you say, what's that gibberish they speaking? You know you asked that question. But I'm here to tell you today, when you are born and washed in the blood, born again and washed in the blood, let me tell you something. Something happens, don't it? It happens, it happens, it happens. Now, if you are today Christian, I don't know what kind of Christian you were, but today Christian, they have access to God's Holy Spirit. And when he do, it generates a constant power. Did you hear what I'm saying now? When you have access to it, it generates some constant power in your life. It's like you're on fire. Like it's just like the day of Pentecost all over again, And then what happened? You are renewed in the spirit. Did you know that? Have you ever thought about you are being renewed in the spirit? A lot of times we don't think about these things. We think about, well, you know, like this. Now let me tell you what 1 Thessalonians say about that. And you become followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. Where's the joy in? In the Holy Ghost, is it not? And that's what you had on the day of Pentecost, didn't you? Come on now, didn't you get that on the day of Pentecost? Your Pentecost. What day was your Pentecost? We all had a day of Pentecost, right? So when it happens, joy is supposed to be there, is it not? Think about it now. You are supposed to now have joy. Now listen to what he's saying. I'm going to say Romans 14:7. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace, joy in what? The Holy Ghost. Now, when you tell me you ain't got no joy, I want to know if you got some Holy Ghost. Now, as a matter of opinion, you'll say, well, you know, I don't have that kind of joy. Well, how can you not have it if you are not comparing scripture with what you're experiencing? Come on now, tell me now. How can you not? He says peace, righteousness, peace. and joy in the Holy Ghost. This is what it says. Now, even when you run over to the 15th chapter of Romans and the 13th verse says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy in believing that you may be abounding hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, my Bible says Holy Ghost. Now, I don't know what your Bible says, but mine says the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, if you ain't got no joy, then he tell you to leap for it, didn't he? Huh? Now, how you leap? Jump up and grab hope, like you're grabbing something out of the middle of the sky. Just jump up and take your hand and do like a grab, you know. She say, come on, Jesus. I'm seeking for you now. I'm trying to grab hold of some of you now. I need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. You need to tell God that right now. I need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost because you know, Lord, sign that I exhibit in this day and time is love and the Holy Ghost. I need some joy because it looks like these things in this world is just zapping all my peace out, all my joy out, all my Holy Ghost out. But don't let it do that. You have to go back and refill. If you have been filled, now you need to refill it. Go back to the altar. Begin to seek God like you did in the first place. Just seek him with all your heart, mind, soul, and body. Seek him till he fills you, huh? Till you know you feel beyond a shadow of doubt. Nobody ain't got to tell you, but you know that you know that you know that you know that you'll feel. Do you see? See, the problem is we just go along nonchalant and the trials of life have just seeped it all out and you're tired and weary and you don't want to do good no more. You don't want to be good no more. You don't even want to talk good no more. You know, you just get the no more. You're just through. Because of what? It just seeped out with the trials of life. You have all kind of chaos, all kind of things that are happening to you. But you forget the word, given. Much as, you know, it's required from you. Now, what's required from you? Go through fire. I know that you don't want to hear that. You want to knock me out talking about that. But let me tell you, it's the truth. Joy, didn't we talk yesterday? We tell you joy and grief, they work hand in hand. You got grief, then after grief, you got joy. You say, how do I have it? Confess it, don't you? Open your mouth and begin to confess these things. I found out, you know, when we shut our mouth and we don't feel like talking, we don't feel like saying nothing, we don't feel like praising God, we don't get nothing. We always in sorrow. We always in some type of grievous situation. Because he said your joy was going to be full anyway. That's what he came to do, didn't he? And he wanted it to remain full. He don't just get it full one time. He said remain full. So how do you do that? I tell you one thing, you're going to have to praise the Lord day in and day out. You have to glorify, magnify, same, read his word, and talk to him. Did you hear what I'm saying? You got to talk to God. If you don't talk to him, he can't talk back to you. Do it. This is a two-way conversation here. That's all prayer is. I to God and God talk to me. I tell him my problems. He tell me the solution. Isn't that what you're waiting for when you call on his name and you crying out to him, oh, God, this problem, my family, my children, my mother and father, my husband, boyfriend, friend, whatever you want to call it, Something is always going on. Somebody's always causing some kind of chaotic situation in your life, Your best friend, you thought was your best friend, what happened? It turned out to be I won't say that. But anyway, found out who they really were. And now you're sad. Why are you sad? God know what's best for you, so he takes out all that you ask him to, didn't you? So he takes them out of your life. Now you're boo-hoo crying. Oh, my friend is gone. They gone. Bid them Godspeed. Goodbye. It was nice knowing you. It was fun while it lasted. Huh? But God knows who you need in your life. I found that out. I found that out the hard way. I used to bellyache all the time. Like, oh, God, sister's gone, and this one gone, and that one gone. I can't keep nobody in my life. Nobody stays in my life. I cried and cried, and I had to hush up crying because of the fact that they would keep getting out, put out of my life for a reason. You can't succeed in where God wants you to go to your purpose. You can't get there because they're going to be there blocking you from going. They don't understand what you're talking about. They don't understand your commitment to God. They don't understand your praises and how you sing songs of joy to the Lord. They don't understand it, so they got to go. You have access to God. They don't, because they don't know God and his truth. See? So when you are baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, you have the truth of God operating in your life. And when you speak it to them, they don't get it. They do not understand. And even though the Lord's saying all you're getting, get an understanding, right? And if you don't get no understanding, you ain't going to know nothing. You have no knowledge of what God is talking about, of what he's doing in this hour. But we are supposed to do what? That's what the Holy Ghost is, to do what? To give you the access you need to God. And that is through his word. If you never read his word, you don't have access. You ain't got the code. Come on now, you ain't got that code. But long as you know you got the Spirit of God and he working in you and through you, he give you access to what you need. Come on now. And that joy that you need, you say, oh, we sing a song, the joy that I have. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Yes, the world can take it away because you give it to them. So they take it through trials and tribulations. They take it through talking about you. They take it through low rating you and putting you down and rejecting you and everything. They take it away because you allow that devil to take it. But God gave it to you so that, hey, you have constant power in your life, constant joy in your life. You see what I'm saying? The Holy Ghost is there because he gives you power over all the power of the enemy. He said nothing by me shall hurt you. Hey, they can do it, but it ain't going to hurt you. You're not going to give it up. Yeah, I ain't giving up my job. Not for you and your craziness. You see what I'm saying? This is what you tell the devil. Go back where you come from because, hey, it ain't working here. I'm not accepting this. Dread you giving me, sorrow, grief you give. I'm not accepting that. I'm only accepting the joyous things that God can give me, the peace in my heart and my mind, and even through tribulation when things are going wrong or my body is out of white, you know, and everything. I'm just going to rejoice and just say, thank you, Jesus. It'll be all right after a while. And keep on pushing. Sometimes you have to push through the grief. You have to push through pain. You have to push to go through. But this is why joy is, for he say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. You may be in sorrow, pain, or whatever in the nighttime, in the darkness time of your life. But listen, when the light comes, joy is supposed to be there too. You look at it and say, oh, praise God, the sun is shining. If you went through a storm, a hurricane, or anything, if the sun finally shines, you say, thank God for the sun. It may be hot, but you say, thank God for the sun because it's light. Because that storm, that tornado, hurricane, or whatever, it was not light then. It was nothing but sorrow, grief, and dread, and death, and listen, I don't care what time of day it is, you can say, this is my morning time. I'm accepting it today because the light has come, and I'm rejoicing in the Holy Ghost. Now, just put that on there. I'm rejoicing in the Holy Ghost. See, we don't have to struggle for joy. You ain't got to struggle for it. God done gave it to you. The thing is, you just never accepted it. Huh? You didn't accept that. When you accept the power of the Holy Ghost, you accept the joy too. You accept the joy that's in the Holy Ghost. You see why they were speaking in tongues and rejoicing in the upper room? Why they was doing it? Because of the joy. Because God had given them a gift. That's the gift. Did you hear me? That's a gift. Huh? That God gave you. Why don't you appreciate it? Why don't you use it? I say this way. Why don't you use it? Now, when you have it, you can discern when somebody else is just faking it. You know that, don't you? You are supposed to be able to discern between the truth of the word and the lies of somebody telling a lie. Falsely. Fake. You're supposed to discern that. And he told you what you're supposed to do. Pray for it anyway. If you ain't got discernment, you better ask God for some. Because today there's a lying spirit going through the land now. God knows it's all over the TV, the radio, the Facebook, the A-book, and everybody else's book. It's all over the place. In the church, out the church, around the church.
Yes, Lord.
There's a lying spirit just on rampage. Now, don't you think that you need to ask God to give you discernment? Come on. Who's telling the truth here? And you, why would you want to go with somebody that's lying? And the first thing is, that's because you have not got discernment, so therefore you would rather believe a lie than the truth. Now, the book said that. Okay? I didn't say that. I didn't write that. The Lord wrote that in his book. Okay? Why would you, the lie sound better though? So what is it about the person that's lying? Let's look at it this way. He has tens of righteousness. He's pretending in righteousness. Therefore, he has, let's say, he has trained him or herself how to lie effectively. That's it. Think about it. They probably wrote a book, say, how to lie effectively. Because they're good at it. They are experts in it. Now, it's your time to become an expert in the truth. So when you become an expert in the truth, that means now you have discernment. You know the truth. And when you know the truth gonna set you free, gonna keep you free too, because you will not allow anything else to come in and turn you around from what God has already told you. You wasn't gonna be like Eve in the garden, was you? The devil used salt and pepper. The salt was the season, right? And he put a little pepper in it to make it try to taste a little better by saying, you will not surely die. Just salted it down with a little bit of truth. Is that what do in your life? And you believe it? Do you allow somebody to take you out of your rest so you not joy? They know you joyful, and next thing you know, you all sad because they done throw the monkey wrench in there. They done come up there and said something else crazy. And then you're looking like sad sack. You see what I'm saying? This is what I'm talking about. You allow people to do that. I used to do that. It used to hurt me to my heart. But I had to learn how to defend myself. I had to learn how to trust learn how to let God to let me know that I am somebody. I don't have to be what people say I am, and but that's your problem. It's not my problem because that's not me. Yeah. That's the you. You want me to be like you are. You're trying to transfer yourself into me. That ain't nothing but a demon. You try to transfer yourself into me because you don't like me because I'm happy. I'm joyous. I'm just praising God, glorifying, speaking in tongues and all this. You don't even want me to speak in tongues. Huh? Because you don't speak in tongues. It don't take all of that. It take that and then some. I'm here to tell you, if you want to make it with God. Huh? But listen, there's so many ways you can not have joy in your life. You let somebody take your joy with their stuff. And sometimes people will load all their junk on you. All their junk, and you just open up brand new garbage can so you can carry their stuff. This is what you do. I am not taking your junk. I'm not taking your garbage out, but you take your own garbage. Okay? Because I want to be happy, keep joy, smile on my face and in my heart. I don't want laughter, because laughter could be a mockery. See, a lot of people laugh, but they be mocking. See,
come on.
It's
now.
Like when who was it? Abraham and Sarah.
Yes.
When the Lord told her about having a child, and she laughed, and he said, and Abraham laughed, and they going laughing. Why you laugh? That wasn't a good laugh, was it? That wasn't no joy. They didn't have joy. Say, oh boy, I'm gonna have a baby. They laugh in a mocking way. See, I don't believe. You know how people do when we don't believe you. Huh? Yeah. Yeah, right. And they laugh. You know how they do it. See? Now, that's the difference. You ain't got joy. That ain't joyous and happy for you. They mocking you. You see what I'm saying? God always mocks God's people. Yes, he do. He always do. He get them in predicament in all kind of ways, and we think, oh, they so happy. They're not happy. They're not happy. They're mocking you. See, they may like they laughing with you.
Come on, man.
See, and they laughing at you. So when they laugh at you, that means they mocking you. Yeah. Okay? You see what I'm saying? So, know, have discernment to know which is which. You know, when a person is with you, if you unhappy, sad, or something happened in your life, they're going to cry with you. See? Because that's your friend. That's your whoever who loves you. And you know, ladies, that if you got a terrible man in your life and you start telling your friend about it, your friend get mad with him too. You see what I'm saying? And if he makes you happy, she's happy. Your friend is happy too. Y'all just be rejoiced about it. She don't mock you. And because you have to watch them women that mock you just laugh with you. Then they're going to try to get it. Take him from you. So, see, you got to watch the devil. He's slick. He'll be laughing with you, honey, and you think, oh, they had this for you. And all they finna do, stab you in the back. That's what they do. Yeah? So watch them smile. All I'm going to say today is watch them smile, okay? I'm going to let our own Pastor Sharon say something because, you know, I love this. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word from Apostle Porter because what she was talking about, the smile, that is something to really pay attention to and live by. And a lot of people, you know, before this thing, everyone that had a smile, it was always a good intention. But like you said, the word, you know, we're talking about the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will reveal the real deal about matter. Even the one she was talking about, the little chuckles or the whatever you want to call it today. But I tell you, we're talking about the Holy Spirit, how the Holy Spirit comes in and it leads and it guides them into all truth. And the Holy Spirit is the one that brings forth the refreshing that you need from coming from the inside to the outside. Because it is so true that a lot of times you may go through different things in your life. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter your creed or your color. We sometimes go through so many things that it takes God to send the Holy Spirit or the Holy Spirit to be restore or revive or refresh us so we can go a little bit further. Because sometimes you don't have enough strength, but the Holy Spirit, when you find yourself in a place with him, sometimes you just have to say, Lord, I need your help. Because I know this time you have to pray for other people, but sometimes you just have enough strength to say, God, I need help right now. I need a touch from you. I need a refreshing. And then when he refreshes you, then you can go start all over again and continue in the battle. Because it takes God refreshing. It takes the Holy Spirit. I mean, you cannot take the synthetic thing. The alcohol only makes you happy, juice a little bit wild. Or you may do whatever little thing which is temporary. But you know what? The Holy Spirit is not temporary at all. He's right there. And when the woman goes in from Acts, the second chapter, 38 verse says, and then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And a lot of people don't believe. All you have to do is what? Repent. Ask God to forgive you. Ask Jesus to forgive you of all your sins. And these are things we have to do daily, because it's, in our lifetime we do things that we don't consider sin. We don't consider that we have to get it right. You're continuously once saved, always saved. I got the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is still there. But you know what? You'll know that the Holy Spirit is the one that leads and directs you into all truth. The Holy Spirit lets you know when you need to get that thing right. The Holy Spirit will let you know that's not nice. The Holy Spirit will say, you know that, though, that's a spirit of manipulation. The Holy Spirit will let you know, you know what, you could have did this or that. But you know what, it is still all right today. We can still say, you know what, hallelujah, anyhow. Because you hear the word of God that says, to, you know, that you will go through trials and you will go through testing. You will go through these things, but it comes to make you, mold you. It comes to bring it into that place in God. And you have to say, God, I'm going to allow I'm allowing the process to come forth, because you know that with God, you can make it. And I just thank God, because truly has been a very testing time, testing with things that you is so surprising. But it all comes to do what take your J-O-Y, joy. You're in the Holy Spirit. You know that old song, J-O-Y, joy in the Lord. Don't let the devil take your joy. Don't let the devil take your joy. Don't let the devil take your joy. Joy in the Lord. And you got to know the word say, let the weak say, I am strong, and let the poor say, I am rich. Yes, you got to do something yourself. You got to change your what you're saying and what you're speaking. You got to do it. And when the Spirit of heaviness comes upon you, they let you know to put on the garment of praise. What do? You say hallelujah. You hear the word this morning, you may have to push until something happens. You got to push that hallelujah. Why? Because the garment of heaviness, you don't feel like hallelujah. You don't feel like saying, Lord, I thank you. But you got to push. It's not the way, not how you feel. But you know what? You will not allow that stinger to take control over you. You will not allow that fiery dart to stick onto you, but you want to allow it to not bump off. You know when you throw a dart on a target, and when you can, it's something in the inside or something on the there, like a barrier, would allow it to just fall into nothingness. So that's what you got to do at time. Yes, you may be hurting on the inside. Yes, you may
even disappointed. Yes, you may even be shocked, because I tell you, some things will shock you because you just don't expect it. Some things will say, my God, if someone had told me about this long time ago, I would have never believed it. But you know what? The devil, he's a mean devil today. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. What are you going to do about it today? If the Lord lets you know that in his word that he comes to do these things, it lets you know when he tried to kill your joy, kill your peace, kill this and kill that, you know the word of God say, I come to give you life and that more abundantly. So you got to speak life. Yes, if you say, well, it's easily said than done. Well, you know what? If you keep on saying whiny, whiny, whiny all the time, you'll just still be like the little baby with the pacifier in the mouth. Sometimes you got to get mad, and sometimes you got to stand up and speak the word of God. Sometimes you got to let the devil know not so today. You are a liar, and the truth of God is not in you. You got to allow the line of Judah to roll up in you and speak the word of God, because words do hurt. You know your words hurt you, but you know what? You refuse to let the enemy be the overcomer over your life. You know God is with you. Speak the word of God. Speak the word of God. When you wake up in the morning and it's a brand new day, change your mindset. Yes, yesterday is already gone. You cannot change anything that happened yesterday, but you can do better today. You can speak life. You can say, Lord, I thank you for waking me up this morning. I thank you for the use of my limbs. I thank you you didn't allow me to lose my mind. And when I look around, God, you kept me. You kept me. You kept that shield of protection around me. I thank you for the roof over my head right now. I thank you for making provisions. I thank you for being God. That's what you do each and every morning, because that's when you get the refreshing and the joy of the Lord comes in on the inside. Nobody can give it to you, but only Jesus can give that to you. So you've got to go on the inside of you and remember the word of God. The Holy Spirit will bring the word back to your remembrance. What God has promised you, he has promised you these words. He has promised what he will do for you, and he did not let tell you you will not have suffering along the way, but you still got to stand up. And you know what, God, regardless of how I feel, I'm going to stand on your word. I will not take down to anything else, because if you take down, then what? You got to stand. You got to encourage yourself. You got to bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall be in your mouth. And then Ike, the third chapter about the man, verse 8 says, and I read 7, and he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength. And he leaped up, stood and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Now think about it. Yes, this man had a physical problem, but what about you? When things come to what? The shockers come to hold you down. When those things come to make you stumble and fall, what you gonna do? When the word of God comes for, you shall do what? Leap up. You shall walk. You shall start praising God, because you know when God do something for you, you know that when that spirit of depression is gone, you know when God starts turning things around, you feel the difference. You are to praise him. You are to thank him and give thanks to him, because God is 31 talks about, and verse 18, let the lion list be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contentiously against the righteous. Let the lion list be put what? To silence. You know what? He gonna shut you up. Why? Because what you wish for someone is not gonna happen to that person, but it will happen to you. You got to be careful what you're saying out your mouth. You got to be careful what you're prophesying with your lying self, what God's saying. Thank God, you know what? People are so free with their mouth, always saying things when God did not tell you to say those things. He said, look, let us know life and death is in the power of the tongue. Now, whose spirit are you speaking in? Are
Come
you
on
speaking
now.
With that evil? evil spirit that come. You know, God, allow
yes,
the
Lord.
Evil spirit to come forth and let the prophets tell the lies to the people. So you got to pay attention. Who are you? Who sent you? Who sent you? You know how sometimes you be really going through some testing and trial, and it never fails. Someone got something smart to say, but you know what? You just got to look and say, you know what? Who sent them? You know that's the devil. Because you know what? God already knows what you're going through, and God knows all things. So you ask the question, who sent you? But you know what? You can take that and turn it around. You can don't allow that word to inhibit, but you can allow the word of God to come in. Now, if it's the truth now, you just say, ouch, and go on. We're not saying everything is a lie now. Everything you don't want to hear is a lie now. But when it's a lie and when it is the truth. So today, know that the Holy Spirit is there to lead and direct you. Know that with God, you can make it. Know that we ought to give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks in all things. Even when you're going through opposition, you still give thanks. Even when you don't have what you're looking at and you say it's not here yet, you start looking and seeing it and start thanking God. The woman of God teaches about the fourth dimension, right?
Yeah.
And how we don't take, we just so busy looking at this dimension around us, we don't even go into that dimension and see that everything that God already has for us is already right there. So you need to take your focus off a lot of things. Because I recognize and we realized that long time ago, when mess is all around you, you know the blessing is right there in the mess. And a lot of time we miss the blessing. Why? Because it's like all chaos is going on. But if you don't look at the chaos, you see what God is doing, there's a blessing in the mess. There is a blessing. But the confusion comes for you to not recognize God is moving on your behalf. So today, be encouraged and know that the Holy Spirit is the one that will lead and direct you this day. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead and direct you. Recognize who's talking. Recognize what spirit is the thing. Recognize when, even when the devil using you. Come on now. You have to even recognize when he's using you to say, tell you. I would give a little testimony, but you know what? This message was right on time because I had to say to God, when God is moving, things start saying, people start saying weird things out of their mouth. And when they hear the weird things out of their mouth, I say, oh, my Jesus. I say, wow, and wow, and wow. My famous word is wow. My God.
Yes.
Wow. I just said wow. But yeah. Then you know what? Because God let me recognize that, you know what, that's just the enemy. He wants to get you all in a little knot. He wants, that's his job. He wants you to not stand on what God is saying and then do what? You got to go all over again and say, oh, Lord, forgive me, because you go off the handle and then what? You mess up. So you got to say, you know what? I know who I am, and I know he's working it out for my good. It doesn't matter. It does not matter who matters the most. It's what God is saying about the matter. It's what God is speaking. It's what God is doing. That's what really matters now. Because if you don't keep your eyes on Jesus, you will get weary in well-doing. You will mess up and trip up. But
yeah.
You know what? When we start saying it's about God, we're doing it as unto the Lord. You know how long time ago they say, I'm doing this as unto what? Unto the Lord. No man should get the glory, but all glory belongs to him. So remember, allow the Holy Spirit to lead and direct you into all truth. And if you don't have the Holy Ghost, say, Lord, I need the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the Holy Spirit will burn up those little things on the inside. I tell you, he will not allow you to continue to walk in error. So be blessed today and know that with God you can do all things, and know that you are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And no, this is me being real live. I just ended that recording just now. Amen. I tell you all, the word is always on time. Do you need joy today? You know what? The Bible says you ought to leap for it, no matter what it is that you are going through today. Ask, and it shall be given. Knock, and it shall be open today. Are you believing or trusting in God today that he is a healer, that he is the way maker, that he is the burden bearer? Are you doing that today? I tell you, I just thank God that I'm able to go back and play the recordings, because the word is always on time. Look at your situation today. Are you praising God today? You may have had a bad report from the doctor. That's what the doctor said. But what did God say? Because the best physician is your Lord and Savior. That is the best physician. But are you trusting him today? Are you praising him today? And it's true. Your breakthrough, your healing is right there. But you know what? Confusion, everything comes into play. Everything would come into play to take you off course, to take your mind off of, you know, the word. And it's real. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. So whatever it is that you're speaking out of your mouth, speak life. In other words, speak positive. And if you spoke negative, ask God for forgiveness. And may he cast those words down to the ground to nothingness. But speak life to the life over you, over your family, even those that call themselves your enemy. When you're praying for them, you don't pray back. You don't say, oh, I wish they would die, or I wish they would get sick, or I wish they would die. No, speak life, that they may see the light. Because you know what? Darkness is jealous of light. And can you imagine when you begin to speak life, the darkness that is around, it begins to dissipate because it cannot take over the light. So when you're walking in light, I tell you something, all kind of things is going to come up against you. Remember that test, to get that testimony for you to help someone else through? I tell you, praise God. Say, how you do it? Now, you know, yesterday I was having, you know, a little bit of, you know, a trying time yesterday, and I'm not too proud, I'm not too ashamed to say for me, because you know what, I was going through that moment where I was missing Apostle being next to me doing this broadcast, whether we have a guest on or it's just us there, you know. And in just listening to the broadcast, it just gives me life. Hearing the word, it gives me life. It refreshes me, it rejuvenates me, gives me strength. You know, and all I could have said was, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank God in everything. I don't care if I'm going through something. I thank you, Lord, for being there. Why? Because you say he'll never leave me nor forsake me. So praising him and having joy in your heart. So that's the thing. He gives it to you, not the world. He gives you peace, not the world. This is things we just need to be speaking life today. Praising God, showing forth your joy. And just like you heard them say, you know, the laugh. You can tell whether that's good or it's bad. You don't have the spirit of discernment, ask Again, we have not because we did not ask. We did not ask, and it's time for us to stand up. Stand up today and know who you are and who you belong to. God didn't raise no cowards. There is no cowards. Why? Because he says, yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you shall fear no evil, for thou art with you. Who is with you? Your Lord and Savior is with you. So when the enemy comes in like a flood, he will lift up that standard against them. Who's in it up? Not you. God is. He is right there. You may say, but I'm going through this sickness. Where is God? He is right there. Where is your faith? Are you speaking to him? He could tell you that I'm bringing you through this. I'm here with you while you're going through this. I'm going to be there. But are you trusting? Are you believing? Are you speaking life? Speak life today. I just thank God for the word. Again, every Thursday I play a recording from the late Apostle Porter, the late Pastor Sharon. You will hear Bishop Porter. You will hear Deacon Michael. You will probably hear me somewhere along the line. You will hear Pastor Dungy. You will hear Pastor Boland, Elder Addison, and other people that call in, you know, and interact with the broad going on, who didn't give their life to Christ on that broadcast, or, you know, the praise report. You know, I remember the praise report of a young man that was in a coma for how many years, and we was praying. And I did say, yes. And he came out of the coma. So God is good. God is good. He do not give up on us. He is a merciful, loving, and forgiving God. Come to him. Repent. And remember, no man is your enemy. Every man is your teacher. Every man is your teacher. And in order for God to touch them, guess what? They first have to touch you. They first have to touch you. So trust in God and know that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Okay? So if you would like to listen to this broadcast again, you can visit our Facebook page, Logion International Ministries, City of Victory, and you can click on the link. I make sure to specify who's the speaker on there and the topic as well. So you can just go ahead, click on the link and listen. And if you have not liked or follow our page, go ahead and hit like and follow. That way you know when we're going live, when we post something, you can get the notifications, you know. Share it with a friend today. Click on the link, highlight the link, share it in a text, however you talk to your friends, or God may have laid upon your heart to share the link with someone. Go ahead and do so today. Again, we thank you. We appreciate you. We take you not for granted. We thank you for joining us every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, that call-in number is 347-857-3925. For all those that continue to support this radio broadcast, God has laid it upon your heart to send in a love offering to keep this broadcast on air. For those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by entering logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. Or you can go to our website, logioninternationalministries.com, and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. If you do not use any one of those platforms, you can mail it in to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Join us tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference Line. And that calling number is 712-832-7144, code 3333-POUND. Again, that's 712-832-7144, code 3333-POUND. So come on, tell your friends to come on and let's pray and tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Come on, take it back and take it back by force. As long as you believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, join us. We don't care what church you go to, what denomination that you are. As long as you believe in that, come on and tear the devil kingdom down. I tell you, God hears and God answers prayer. Join us every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our Facebook Live service. Again, if you have not liked or follow our page, go ahead and search for Logion International Ministries, City of Victory, and hit like and follow, and you will see when we come on live for Facebook service at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you do not have Facebook, you can go ahead and call in on that conference line number, which is 712-832-7144, code 3333-POUND, and join us then. Every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have Bible Talk, and it's some awesome topic, the word going for it, and let me tell you, we do have scripture to back it up. So come on and just join us on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That number is 712-832-7144, code 3333-POUND. Till then, be blessed and hope to hear you again.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying,
how the story ends.
When I let go,
and I let God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things
start happening. I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
and I let God,
let him have.
God have.
have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
And let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.